till Adam and Volker Krause, and they will be talking about a African goddess, not a princess. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think this is the third time at Academy that I have the pleasure of following up Mark Shuttleworth, which is, I think, the definition of an act that's hard to follow. We'll be talking about something that's definitely not on a six-month release schedule. It's been about 2.5 years in the making. The Akonadi project, which is basically the foundation of everything in PIM. I'll have to do a very quick run-through of the non-technical stuff, because we do want to show you shiny moving bits actually doing something. Why are we doing this? Why have we been doing this for 2.5 years? Why have we been putting a lot of emphasis on this as opposed to keeping KML stable? Because we have realized that there are limitations in the architecture of things like KML and the K-Resources framework. We have been running into these limitations for years, and we've felt that the only way to ensure that there will be a nice KDE PIM and KDE 4 is to do things right. So what we aim to do with Akonadi is provide convenient, fast, safe access to PIM data and the metadata around it throughout the desktop. And that's throughout the free desktop, not throughout the KDE desktop. Make it fun again to hack on KDE PIM. That's personally very important to me, because I get paid to hack on KDE PIM, so I want it to be fun. No, seriously, there has been a constant decrease in the number of developers working on KDE PIM, because it is no fun. All you get is complaints about people that it's eating their mail, and you know, the organizer ain't pretty and all of that. So it's a code base that has grown. It's not very aesthetic. So it's not all that much fun to work on. Also, we of course wanted something with a cool code name, because you know, if Aaron is the only one with a cool code name, that can't happen. So what is it? Basically, if you've seen EDS, the Evolution Data Server, that's the thing that the GNOME guys did a couple of years back. The idea of a client-server-based infrastructure for access to all your PIM data. The difference to EDS, one of the differences is we also do mail, because we feel that mail shouldn't be a special thing that happens on the side. It should be part of PIM, of all of your PIM data. We try to rely on standard storage formats, the stuff that we already have libraries for, because we don't want to write them again. iCal, vCard, MIME, all of that. We use an IMAP-like data transfer protocol, because that way you can still get to your mail with MUT, which some people, for reasons that are beyond me, still want to do. The idea is to be toolkit and platform independent, have a protocol level abstraction so that people can write a C library that accesses it and wrap it in Python or Ruby to enable people to get to your PIM data without writing C++ code. If this looks like a groupware server to you, it's somewhat like a groupware server, but not really. It's not designed for multi-user access. It's a single-user, desktop-wide system, not security audited like a groupware server would need to be. So the focus is on local. Right. Do you want to do that?
Basically, it's... It has some similarities with the file system. It contains collections which are somewhat similar to folders, and what we call items, which is a generic PIM thingy. Could be a mail, an event, a contact, whatever. Yeah, it's independent of type independent, so you can put everything in there. The server part doesn't know anything about the content, and we have plugins for the client library to extend it for new types. Items have a persistent unique ID, which is nice for storing relations or for search and the Nepomuk stuff. They can consist of multiple data parts, like the mail and attachments. Okay. We have change notifications, which is something the old framework didn't have, which is extremely helpful to keep everything up to date. And the server is basically a cache for items from remote locations like Drupal server or mail servers. Yeah, it's heavily multi-threaded to improve performance. We have one process per backend or per Drupal server, which is compared to the old system where we had a plugin per application per backend. It solves a lot of problems with accessing the same cache and saving resources. Currently, we use a MySQL database for the cache. We want to use the database mainly for the metadata stuff and use file system like, media-like formats for the actual data. Okay. Yeah, we have a client library, libAcanadi, to access Acanadi. It's fully asynchronous. It uses a job-based API, as you might know it from KIO. Additionally, it provides an API for the change monitoring, including filtering for changes you are interested in. It provides Qt item view models, which keep themselves up to date if anything changes in the backend. Which has drag and drop support, copy and paste support, all the stuff you want to have. Totally generic, type independent. So you just need to subclass the models and add the type specific parts, but all the boring stuff is already in there. Yeah, we have type specific libraries on top of that. As I already said, there are plugins to extend it for new types. Yeah, the item stuff we will show in an example.
Can you go back 1 second? This is, can you give this one?
Yeah.
We try to design a value-based API, which isn't easy because there's lots of polymorphic stuff going on there. The reason, the solution to this obviously is using shared pointers. So everything's value-based, and if you need to put a pointer in there, you wrap it in a shared pointer, and that gives you the value semantics. To do that, we had, this is standard TR1 shared pointer, better known as boost shared pointer. We introduced a boost dependency in KDE PIM, which got us a bit of heat, to put it very mildly. Just to clarify that, this is a developer dependency. It's not a user dependency. No user will have to download and install boost. It's one header that you can download individually if you absolutely need to. There is prepackaged boost for all the platforms. It's something you as a developer install, and then you have a very, very powerful standard shared pointer implementation available, okay? So we discussed this for a very long time, decided that if we don't do it, probably nobody will. I think it's silly not to use something like this because it's an industry standard solution. So now you can go off and use boost, but use it sensibly. Use it only if it doesn't need compiling. So we try and use only those bits of boost that don't need compiling to make it easier for the other developers and the users. But there is now a boost dependency in KDE. So if you've been secretly hoping and waiting for this to happen, we did it, so go ahead and do it too.
Yeah, we will see in a minute how this is done, the value-based API. To show you that that's not only theory, but really works and is really easy to use, we show in about 10 minutes how to write support for a new type for Acanadi. We use mail as an example. So we will do 4 things. The plugin to extend libAcanadi for the new type. Agent which connects Acanadi to a backend. We use Mail here because that's the easiest, but it's basically similar for mail servers or Groupfish servers. Specializing the generic item model and, yeah, something cool, a Plasma applet. So the serializing plugin basically consists of two methods. You have to override deserialize and serialize. Deserialize converts the converts a basically byte array representation of your data into an object which you use to work with this data. The object to represent your data you probably will have already a library for, same for converting it to text or byte array format. So it's basically reading the data, parsing it, and then, that's the interesting part, you have an Akonadi item and you set the object which represents your data as the item payload. So you don't need to subclass anything from Akonadi or something like that. It's simply some template magic and you put in your object. And for the other way, serializing again, it's just getting it out again. Yeah, serializing it and writing it back.
Just a second.
Can you hear me like this? Yeah, right?
Okay. There's this idea of the body and the envelope, and then there's another one called. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We put in some levels of granularity there, so you have the idea of the body, which is very natural for email. It's also very natural for something like a contact. There's the idea of everything, which includes attachments. And then there's the idea of the envelope, which is basically the thing, all of the information you need to display a summary list of stuff. So we think this is a decent granularity you can have because this is multi-part. You can define your own parts. So if you need more granularity, you can easily do that. You control both the serialization and the deserialization. And you don't need to touch item or anything like that. So this is why these two are here. Usually, if you want to list it, you use the envelope. If you want all of it, you use the body. That's basically what most people do.
Okay, it's not even limited to body and envelope. You can basically use arbitrary identifier there in case you might want to store the attachments separately from the mail or something like that.
Question?
Which side of the resource, client or server, this is what we're working on?
This is basically to enable the library to ship your data. That's all it is. So if you put it in the server, this is what enables the server to store it and retrieve it again using the standard library. So you don't have to do anything in the library apart from give it away to put stuff in and get stuff out. So this is between your application and the store.
Yeah, that's a... No, we will get to that now. The agent which gets the data from any kind of source into Akonadi. That's basically, again, deriving from a common base class and overwriting a few virtual methods. Something that is new compared to the old KVSource framework is that we actually have support for something like collections of folders. So the first thing we do is we get a list of all collections, which is something the library you will use to communicate with the backend will have. You provide that list to Akonadi, and it synchronizes the list with a local collection list. The second method you need to override is to get the content of a folder. It's basically similar. You get a list of all mails or whatever and store that in Akonadi. You most likely do that without the actual content data, just so that Akonadi knows there is a mail and to retrieve the content. We have the request item delivery method. Where you get the data from the backend and actually store it in there.
I actually forgot to mention something rather important. The whole Akonadi idea is the idea of a local cache. It's not where you store your data, it's a cache. And it can cache the actual contents of the mail, for example, but mostly what you will do is you will get a listing, you will cache the listing because that's what needs to be fast. And then on demand, you will fetch the stuff, the actual content data, like the body of an email from, say, an online IMAP server. And then because there's cache policies, you can say, if I've already downloaded it, I want to keep it locally because it's silly to fetch it again. But I want to purge it every Thursday or when I log off or something like that. Okay, so don't think of it as the thing that stores the data. It's something that can get you data through a common interface and cache it if you want to. Not a generic one, though. Because syncing tends to be very back-end specific, and it tends also to be very type-specific. Sure. What it does have is the idea of a transaction replay. So what we do now with KMail is we sync, basically do a full two-sided sync. So you list local, you list the other side, and then you compare them and you download the stuff you don't have yet, which is, of course, very silly and very expensive. So you'd rather replay local actions that you've previously recorded locally and then replay the stuff that comes in from the server. So the way you implement the syncing is up to the agent.
To react on changes you do locally, there we have six methods which are called whenever such a change happens. The really nice thing is that in the background, all these changes are locked and can be replayed in case you change your offline-online status or something like that. That is something currently only works in KMail with cached IMAP. With Akonadi, it will basically work with every kind of backend without any extra effort. Okay, given that we don't have that much time, I skip the item model stuff. The Plasma stuff. That basically demonstrates how you use change notification. You create an Akonadi monitor object, tell it what you want to monitor, which item parts you want to get notified, connect the signal, and you get the item.
The neat thing here is that you get an actual shared pointer to your own class, right? You can just call native API on this. There is no serialization that you have to do on the client side. You just write your serializer plugin, and what you get back out is via this payload template method, you get your own pointer, which is a shared pointer. Okay, so you just call your native API as usual.
Yeah. And okay, the demonstration. That's the Plasma thing. That's Akonadi console, which is our debug tool. I'll add a media resource. It, as you have seen, it loads the mail, and now you get the new mail notifications in the Plasma applet.
I was blocking the Plasma. You don't want to be doing that.
Okay, and here we see the content listing, the actual mail content. We can use a specialized model to show real data, mail-specific data, compared to the generic stuff. We even can edit it here, and the Plasma should update, but I need to find the right mail. so I don't do that now.
Yeah.
Okay.
the whole point obviously being is there is one piece, on there's one guy on the desktop that knows about all things PIM. You can ask it for information, you can monitor it, you can hook up to the data that comes out of there, and then you can do native stuff with it. Shoot. Provided you have an API, you can write an agent, and it'll export it basically to Akonadi.
So it's possible to merge that, like, say, contact from an online service or phone?
Yes, you can do that at the model level, or you can, right, or you can do it even in the store if you prefer to.
So do we have a generic way to at the store level, to say these contacts are a merge of TCF, of GroupWise, and Facebook?
Well, you can have arbitrary attributes, so... at the face of it, you can't really tell if two things are the same when they come in through two different channels. So, yes, well, the other thing that we didn't mention so far is there is the idea of agents, which are processes, and that's the way you can implement search. That's the way we implement, yes, there is a Strigi feeder. Yes, it can interact with Nepomuk, or it will be able to interact with Nepomuk. The whole idea is that these guys are processes that run it, use the same agent API as the things that are feeding into there. So you can write your own agent that runs and updates the things in the store based on some policy that you have. For example, doing things like duplicates.
It seems like quite a generic framework. And one of the things that kind of jumps out at me is, where do you draw the line of where you stop using it? You could use it on a folder full of ODF documents, for example, just on this. Or could you use it as a backend for, say, Digicam and all your photos? And likewise, hook up to other people's photos on Facebook.
That's a good question. That's one we thought about as well, because we were thinking, do we have to draw a line explicitly somewhere and tell people this is what you're not supposed to do with it? We know about PIM data. We know the kinds of workflows that we need to model, and that's a backend for the workflows that we want to model. We wanted to enable something like the Plasma widget that you saw there. If it happens that this is useful for other people and other pieces of data, it's generic enough to accommodate that, but we'll see. I don't know. Give it a go. I mean, you know, we certainly won't bend over to accommodate things that we don't feel are natural to what we need, but yeah, why not? I mean, this could grow into more than just PIM, but so far it's a solution for PIM. That's what we designed it for. Yeah?
Is this looking in such a shape that PIM 4.0 is going to be more usable?
Last question,
yeah.
I guess.
Is it going to be in 4.0?
I think it will be shipped with 4.0, but probably most applications won't be ported yet and still use the old KV Source framework. Because porting is, especially the large applications like KMail or CoOrganizer, is quite some work to move that to the model view stuff and, yeah, porting all the old views.
Well, the question is, do you actually want to port KMail? That's the thing. I mean, we were actually hoping that we wouldn't have to port KMail because it would be made redundant by all the nice little workflow-specific things that people can now build on top of this. So, you know, KMail is dead. Long live KMail. I think, you know, it might not be necessary to port it. KMail does what it does rather well, and so does KOrganizer. So, you know, if people want to port KOrganizer, by all means, but if they want to write something new that does a specific thing with a specific part of the data, I think that's very powerful. So. This is very important, though. Hold on. We don't do pretty, we just do correct. So the pretty thing, well, where is it? Yeah, this one. The pretty Plasma thing was actually done by Thomas Mönicke. I think it proves the power of Plasma, because basically we told him, there's this thing, it's called Plasma, and you do a bit of SVG and you hook up to a backend and it'll just work. And it did. I mean, he literally pulled up Inkscape, did a bit of SVG. We told him how to hook it up to the backend and it just worked. So we were quite baffled by that, quite frankly.
Thank you, Till and Volker. We're already a bit late due to the discussion with Mark. So I won't say a lot. Just in fact, is this gonna work actually? It does work actually. It does work, yeah. It just, I don't know, it's not as sensitive as it was before. Before that, it didn't really.
I've seen him around. You are one of my friends.
Anyway, it should be okay. Yeah, you've got the.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody used that.
I know that you like to reach these meters, but can you possibly make it till 15:35?
We can try.
I mean, I'm going to put some pressure on you anyway from the side, so that'd be brilliant.
Keep giving me signs as to how much there is till the end.
Yeah.
As long as I have that, it should be okay. But yeah, make sure, like, give me signs every 5 minutes or so.
Will do. I will do. Okay.
Hey, they got one.
If people ask questions, can you make sure to repeat the question to get it for the video?
Okay.
We have trouble getting one of this. Cool. You would probably get like,